We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The greatest of all time of Kansas City Royals history, George Brett, with us here on 610 Sports Radio. George, I know it's a sad day for everyone to see Len Dawson passing away. What's your favorite moment of Len Dawson?
Well, I would say it has to be probably, I think it would be 1999 when I was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
And he worked for KMBZ, and KMBZ wanted to do a little interview at the house and things. And so I'm going, sure, you know, Karen Kornacki or Dave Stewart's probably going to come over to the house and set up. And no, it was Len Dawson. Lenny frickin' Dawson came over to the house and did it. And here I was thinking, the taking nothing against Karen, or I think it was the other guy, the B team, the A team came over. So that was pretty cool. And then when I was inducted in Cooperstown in 99, you know, he was there. He did a whole live show there and talked to me there too. So, you know, I had met Lenny numerous times prior to that, but to have Lenny Dawson in your house, that was quite a thrill.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be, especially another Hall of Famer. Like, what were conversations like between you two guys behind the scenes about both being in your respective Halls of Fame?
Well, I think there was a lot of mutual respect. You know, Lenny was really, you know, I didn't grow up here, to be honest with you. I grew up in Southern California. I got here in 1973 for a month and a half, and then all of 74. Lenny was the guy. He was the guy. I remember going to, you know, I always prided myself on getting to the locker room early in Kansas City when I was playing for the Royals. And a lot of times, you know, I had nothing to do. I was single. So I would go to Chiefs practices over Arrowhead. They had a little practice field there. And sometimes I'd just stand on the sidelines and we would talk a little bit. I wasn't an established player yet. I was trying to make a name for myself. But the Chiefs were always very kind to me, and Lenny was always very kind to me. You know, I had a chance to play golf with him a few times. And just the way he conducted himself in Kansas City, I mean, he kind of showed me how to act. You know, when I became more and more successful, it was like, okay, what did Lenny do? And was just a great friend. And it's a real sad day today in Kansas City. We lost one of our icons of all time.
You mentioned how he kind of handled himself. We have heard stories about that he would just he was kind of, you know, whoever he came across, it was fine. We had the story of, you know, somebody catching passes from him off a golf green that he kind of handled in stride, that considering he was the biggest name in Kansas City.
Yeah, he was the biggest name in Kansas City. I think it was back then, it was back in the early 70s, it was Lenny Dawson, and I couldn't tell you anybody else. You know, Bobby Bell was a good player, and Ed Podolak was a good player, but the quarterback is normally the guy. All of a sudden, Tommy Watson came along, and he started winning tournaments, and then they would say, okay, we got the Royals, and we got Lenny Dawson with the Chiefs, and we got Tommy Watson. Those are our three sports franchises. And so it was kind of cool to get to know him. But never really went out with him and things like that. But whenever we saw each other around town, it was always very cordial and just a great guy. I really enjoyed my time being around him. And again, it's just, you know, I was in Montana on vacation last week and I was wearing my Apple Watch. And here's how big he is. And all of a sudden you get these notices, you know, on your, these alerts. And all of a sudden my watch starts vibrating a little bit. I looked down and it was, I forget what broadcast it was, but I looked down and I scrolled up on it and said, Lenny Dawson goes into hospice. Well, that's national news. That's just not Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
That's big time. When your name goes across a ticker that you're not doing well and you are going into hospice, or hospice is coming into you. That's when it really hit me that God, dang it, this guy is a legend. And I didn't know this. I read this in the paper the other day. I think he's in the Hall of Fame twice, isn't he? Once as a player and once as a sportscaster.
Yeah, I think he's the only one, George, that's in, like,
I think there's three of them. I think there's three guys that have done it as a player. I think John Madden as a coach probably and a sportscaster,
yeah,
probably in the Hall of Fame for both. And I don't know who the other guy would be, but you just think at that. How many guys? I think he was doing some of the broadcasts. I mean, right after he retired, didn't he?
He did it when he was still playing. He was interviewing his teammates for the news that night. Could you imagine doing that?
I don't think you'll see Mahomes doing that. Well, back then, you know, he was probably making $8,000 a year,
right?
You know, in the NFL back in the '60s and the '70s,
yeah,
he's probably making $7,000 to $8,000 a year if you have a wife and you have kids. Yeah. A lot of those guys. I remember, Bob, it was my second year in the big leagues, and I bought a home here in Kansas City because my brother Ken said I should buy a house here and get to know as many people as I could. And I swear to God, I'm sitting there at my house one time, and the doorbell rings, and I go to get it, and it was Roger Nelson delivering packages to my house. a teammate of mine, and he had a couple kids. He's probably making $12,000 or $14,000 a year. But he needed the income. And as soon as the season was over, they would go to work. Paul Splittorff, as soon as the season was over, would go sell real estate. I bought my first home from Paul Splittorff. But all those guys had jobs back then. And, you know, Lenny did a tremendous job at KNBZ, I thought. And then didn't he have his own show on HBO
inside the NFL for 25 years? I mean, he was one of those guys, George, that like put Kansas City on the map just from doing stuff like that and, you know, brought attention to this town.
Right. It sure did. And God, we should be forever thankful for that. I mean, you know, not many people have really ever been to Kansas City. Not many people, they've heard of it, but stuff. But I think people, when they get here, they go, man, now I know why everybody lives here. It's such a beautiful town. The weather sucks at times, let's be honest.
Right.
But it is a beautiful town. I'm sitting outside right now having a cup of coffee. It's the most beautiful morning I've ever seen in Kansas City. It's beautiful out.
Yeah, it is. The last couple of days have just been spectacular. And, you know, you think about you and Lenny, the two Hall of Famers that we have here in town, and you guys both stayed here. You talked about, you know, meeting some people here. What was the impetus behind staying here in Kansas City and not going back to California?
Well, have you been to California lately?
Not in the last – right after the pandemic.
I try to avoid going to California at all costs, but I might go for 3 or 4 days to see some friends and family and stuff. But my brother gave me that advice when I was a very young player in the major leagues. He said, if I was you, I wouldn't come back to California. I'd stay there, George. I think you're going to be there a long time and meet as many people as you possibly can. And have a life outside baseball. So many players. I tried to get Alex Gordon to move here for years. I'm trying to get Bobby Witt to move here for good. I think Bobby Witt's going to be here a long time. I thought Alex Gordon was going to be here his whole career. He was. And for you to come here and meet as many people, you have a life. You can get away from the sport you play. And I think Lenny did a tremendous job at that. He's from where, Pennsylvania or something, isn't he?
Ohio, I think, originally.
Ohio. But he went to Purdue, I believe, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
Yeah. But I was glad to see him come here and make his home here. And it was just, it's just one of those things that if you're going to be here for an extended period of time of your life, why not just make it your home? I mean, I have a home in Arizona now just because we have spring training in Arizona, and I'd rather sleep in my own bed than sleep in a hotel bed or a rental bed. And so my wife convinced me to buy a home there. Lenny never left, but Lenny never had to leave town for 6 weeks, 7 weeks at a time to go to work somewhere. But it's the best decision I've ever made was to make Kansas City my home. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
What do you tell Bobby Witt about moving here? Have you shown him any? Have you had Jackson show him any houses yet?
Not yet, but Jackson just sold one to Bubich, so that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, so I think Bubich is going to make his home here. And, you know, I would love to see Bobby Witt make Kansas City his home. I mean, for him, a guy of his stature, a guy of his ability, is he going to be here 20 years like me? I don't know. I don't know if the Royals will ever be able to afford to pay him. But because he's going to make so much money in his lifetime, I think. But, you know, here's Zach. Zach came back. He bought a house. He's not here for 1 year, and he wants to play another year here. And I think Zach might be to a point now where he might say, you know, I'm going to always have a home in Kansas City and call Kansas City my second home. You got to get out of Arizona where Zach lives, and he and I are somewhat neighbors in Arizona. I think if you look at Zach Greinke right now, God, does he wish he could have stayed here and pitched his whole career. But, you know, he's gone. God, he's pitched for so many teams. It's ridiculous. But it's great to have him back and be part of this, you know, Kansas City sports legends history. You know, I'm so proud of Zach and so happy that he's matured and came back and raised a family. And I'm really proud of Gordo. Gordo. Once his kids started school, that's when he decided he couldn't go back because he didn't want to be away from his children. And I'm so glad Gordo ended up making Kansas City his home. Nebraska is a short, you know, drive, but it's 3 hours to get to where Lincoln, or 3.5 hours to get to Lincoln. You can always go back and visit your family. So, Kansas City's a great town. Lenny helped make it a great town. He really did.
You mentioned Zach, and you obviously years ago had a big hand in helping Zach get where he is right now. Did you ever think that when he was hanging with you that he'd be like one of the greats of all time?
No, God, no. I didn't know if he was going to, you know, there was a one time he didn't even want to play anymore. He was going to quit and go to school. So for him to endure what he has and pitch 18 years, or this is his 19th year in the major leagues, and I know he would really love to pitch 20, and hopefully he'll pitch his 20th year in Kansas City. He's actually pitched pretty good this year. Early in the year, he got no run support, and at 38, you know, 38 years old or 39 years old now, it's taken a toll on his arm. You remember when he came up, he was throwing 98, 99. Now he's throwing 91, 92. But he's an artist out there. He's got a real thin paintbrush, and he kind of just paints the corners and knows how to pitch and knows how to set up hitters. And everybody's talking. He's a potential Hall of Famer someday in Cooperstown.
No doubt. How do you feel about this young crop we got playing right now?
I love watching him play. I love Massey. I'm looking forward to seeing this Waters guy play a little bit. But the young guys, I really, really enjoy. Vinny's been a treat to watch. Melendez has been a treat to watch. Some of the young pitchers, you know, growing pains with them. But all in all, I think it's a fun group of guys to be around and a fun. They're pretty entertaining to watch play. I think Massey is really, really going to be the star, though. I think he's really good.
No doubt. George, we appreciate the time, my friend. Good to catch up with you. And sorry to be on a day like today, but let's chat soon, my friend.
Yeah, hey, I was out of town when I was on vacation when you guys had that big 100-year anniversary. How was that? I haven't talked to anybody I talked to a couple guys that were there, but how was it? Were you there? You were there, weren't you?
No, was not.
Didn't go?
No, did not make that one.
Were you invited?
No, of course not.
Why would you be invited? You helped put 810 on the map.
Well, some would like to believe that, others would not.
That's what you always told me when I worked with you there. You said this station wouldn't even survive if it wasn't for me.
You're right about that, George. You're absolutely right about that.
I remember one time you told me you were so proud that you got kicked out of the Arrowhead because you were asking tough questions, you know?
Yeah. And you told me to stop being such a jerk.
I don't get that. You got to go down there as part of your job and have a relationship with these guys. Why are you burning all your bridges? And you said, oh, no, that's just me. That's the way I am. Well, I tell you what, you don't burn them anymore because you're welcome everywhere, aren't you?
I am. It's nice, right? I'm kind of like you.
Yeah. Right. Well, I try not to burn bridges.
Right.
I try not to burn them. But I don't know. It's always a pleasure to listen to you. Regardless of what station you're on. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful, George. Love you like a father.
Okay, pal.
Talk to you soon. George Brett, the Hall of Famer, with us here on 610 Sports Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.